What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Colin Barnett is the leader of the Western Australian Liberal Party, member for Cottesloe and Premier of Western Australia. In the past, he has been head of the Western Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry and a lecturer in economics at Curtin University. Since entering Parliament in 1990, he's held a number of positions, including Minister for Resources, Development and Energy, Minister for Education and Minister for Tourism. He also served as the Leader of the House in the Legislative Assembly during the Court Government. He joins me in the studio this morning. Welcome once again to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
Lovely to be here, Rodney, and particularly in these very, very nice new studios, which you've been grizzling about for several years, and you finally got it, so well done.
Well, you saw what we had at Morley, so you must appreciate coming into a nice, clean studio.
I've been to the Morley studios over a number of years, and you're right, they were every year it was getting worse, and I think the last time I was there were buckets all over the place collecting raindrops. But look, well done. I think this is, I'm going to have a look around after we finish, but it looks fantastic.
I don't really want to talk politics today, but I just want to start off, of course, since we last spoke, you've become Premier. Do you think anything really prepared you for the extra workload and extra responsibility of leading this state of ours?
Look, if I can say so, I think I was prepared. I mean, you just read out a very brief CV. I've been in as a Member of Parliament for 18 years. I've been Deputy Leader of the Liberal Party and in government for 13 years. So I think I'm as prepared as anyone could be. So there was no real shock to me in coming into this position. I knew exactly what's involved, and it's very, very busy, but I knew that.
I'd like to step away from politics this morning and find out a bit more about the man who is leading our state. We're only a couple of days away from Christmas. What are your very early memories of Christmas when you were growing up?
Oh, Christmas was very predictable in our household. Christmas morning, we would go to the Netherlands Methodist Church, and my mother was one of four sisters, and they'd all sort of grown up around, it was in Dalkeith, Netherlands, that area. They would all come back to our house, and there'd be a cup of tea or a sherry or a beer or something, and then they'd all separate out and go to their own family lunches. So it was always a big sort of extended, the four sisters and their husbands and all the cousins, and that was Christmas morning and Christmas Day.
So playing with the cousins played a big part, and enjoying what you had as a gift for Christmas.
Yes, that was always a big part of it, but it had a ritual to it. Presents usually waited till we came back from church, particularly as we got older, but it was just nice. I mean, we saw a lot of our cousins, but I guess that all coming together on that morning was always very special. It was good. And then Boxing Day was always special too, because I love sport, and there was always tennis or the cricket or something happening, and my father loved horse racing, so there was a big focus around the summer racing carnival.
so lots of sport. And you remember those those long summer holidays. I mean, I guess that's one of the advantages of living here in Australia, is that we get the long holidays over that summer and during that Christmas period.
Yes, and for me, I love playing tennis as a young guy. I still like playing tennis. I played this morning, actually. So summer would be playing tennis at Netherlands, and if I wasn't doing that, we were playing backyard cricket, and that's all you did all day. Sometimes we go down the beach. I didn't go to the beach all that often, but it was close enough by. But yeah, just playing. And we were lucky. They were quiet days, I guess, in the late 50s, 60s. There were a whole lot of young kids in the street, and everyone just went from each other's house. And I remember one guy down the end of the street had the best train set, so everyone would go down there and play with his train set, and someone else would have the first swimming pool in the area, so we'd go there. But look, it was a very easy, safe way of life, I guess, in the 1960s in Perth.
Yeah. Do you think we're missing some of that these days, where a lot of times the kids won't be off playing with their mates, they'll be sitting inside with the PlayStation?
Well, maybe, but I think we might have been through the worst of that period. I think we're seeing now the more usual or traditional family values. And I went to Carol's by candlelight on Sunday night, and just looking around, I mean, that was not much different. than it would have been in the 50s and 60s. And in fact, Apex has been running that, I found out, since 1945. And I was just reflecting, looking at just family grouping, sitting there, enjoying the night, having a picnic, and the carols were on. And I thought that wouldn't have changed much in the last 60 years. The sort of families and the groups just enjoying the same carols, the same, exactly the same location. So some things stay the same, and that's good.
Yeah, I mean, we do have a whinge now and then that Christmas has become too commercial, but then you look around the suburbs and every year there's more and more carol services, so people are still connecting with that true Christmas message.
Yeah, and I think that, my observation, Rodney, is that's probably strengthened in recent years. I don't know perhaps why, it may be a more uncertain world, but I think people are not going backwards, but just realising that some of those values and the families and the friendship and the street parties or family gatherings really... We're actually good fun and enjoyable, and we are seeing more and more of that. And I think most parts of Perth, most country towns now have street parties, communal events, whatever, and it's good. It's positive, and people connecting, talking to each other, understanding, listening, chatting, whatever, is what really Christmas is about.
You've told us a little of the traditions when you were growing up as a young boy and the sisters coming over, but what about when you got a bit older and started your own family? Are there traditions that you've continue to carry through to this day?
Well, they've evolved as the years have gone by, but I guess Lynn and I have got now our own tradition where basically on Christmas Eve, my older boys and their wives, girlfriends, family tend to all come to our place on Christmas Eve. So that's something we've been doing now for, I guess, probably might be heading towards 10 years. So that's become our tradition. And then on Christmas Day, we have Lynn's family come for lunch. But Christmas Eve has become our family gathering now.
And you're going to get a break over Christmas?
I will. Probably mainly the second half of January. But look, it's a fantastic place to live. And I will keep working, but not all that hard, a couple of hours a day maybe. So it'll be lots of tennis, a bit of walking, lots of swimming. We've got a little farm, so I'll go up there and do a bit of work if it's not too hot. So just having a bit of time out is terrific.
Mm. I mean, you've mentioned tennis a few times. Are you a reasonable tennis player?
Not the way I played this morning. It was the first hit I've had this summer, and it was very, very ordinary. I used to be okay, I guess, as a junior player, but I still enjoy playing tennis. It's good.
So you ever play in any comps when you were younger, or was it just a bit of fun?
Oh, no, there was a sort of a regular, and I suppose the tournaments are still there, the state championships and the City of Perth and the City of Fremantle. There were three or four tournaments over summer, and I used to always play in those. I didn't get very far, but, you know, quarterfinal, semi-final was about as good as it got for me.
Well, that's not bad.
Wasn't it? Well, they weren't great. They weren't here. This was not Wimbledon.
I guess that's the thing. Again, you know, you're saying that we seem to be returning to those traditional values and kids getting out. And it's good to know that kids are getting out again these days and enjoying the beautiful weather that we have.
Yeah, and look, I see that. And people having parties and gatherings on the beach, a lot more people walking, a lot more people out riding bikes with their dogs, with their kids. And I hope I'm right, Ronnie, but I just sense people are starting to realise there are some good values there, some things that don't necessarily cost a lot of money. And can I also say, where you're seeing often groups like Apex with carols by candlelights, or local governments or other organisations putting on, if not free, but very low-cost entertainment and events, I think that's something that we do well, but we could do more of, so that, that the families, particularly those on lower incomes, can actually take their children, go out to a family and enjoy a Christmas or a summer event. And I know there's a lot of happening in the arts area now, so there's more free outdoor concerts, art exhibitions, whatever else. And as a community, we could do more of that. That's a good thing. It allows everyone to get out and enjoy arts, culture, even sporting events. They shouldn't be priced out of the range of everyday Australians.
I have heard from certain organisations that this Christmas is going to be particularly tough for a lot of low-income families, and I guess that we've heard so much about the world financial crisis, and people are trying to get hold of hampers and whatever they can to have a Christmas. It's going to be a tough one for some.
It always is for some, and I think maybe some of the donations to the major charities are a bit down this year. That's probably the case. But Western Australians have a fantastic spirit, and I'm absolutely certain that next year, while it's likely to be a fairly tough year and there will be more hardship, the generosity of West Australians will come through. We are almost unique in that, and you see the big fundraisers like Telethon and Appealathon. They have basically disappeared from virtually every other city in not only Australia, in the world, and yet they continue here because West Australians continue to be generous.
We certainly do, dipping our hands in our pocket for so many different causes, and we're known as a generous people. If you were to give a Christmas message to the people of Western Australia, what would you like to say?
Well, I'll say what I said at the Carols event. I mean, I think Christmas... obviously a religious celebration, and that is always there, and I think everyone should take the time to reflect on their background and their faith. But I think Christmas is a time for family and for friends. I think it's a time for hope and for happiness. And I think it's a time for those who may be less well off in our community, a time for caring and compassion. And I just urge people to think about that, think about their family, think about hope, and think about less advantaged people, and do something to help someone. I mean, a good New Year's resolution is, you know, next year, just do something special to help one person or one family make a difference.
And I'm sure you're looking forward to your first Christmas as Premier of Western Australia.
I am looking forward to having a bit of a quieter time. It has been fantastic. I have got the best job in the world. There's no doubt about that. But it'll be great to just slow down a little bit and spend a bit of time at home. I mean, on Sunday we pretty well had a day at home, and that was a rare event. And it was just nice to just basically sort of slobby around the house, and that's what I did. Yeah.
Well, Colin Barnett, it's been a delight to have you in here. Thank you for your support over so many years of Sunshine FM, and thanks for dropping in and spending a bit of time today.
Thanks very much, and I've got some Margaret River lollies for you, Rodney. There's about one each for everyone at Sunshine FM. So Merry Christmas, and thanks, and thanks for all the work you do, and Merry Christmas to all of the listeners to Sunshine FM.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.